Hi, I'm Ben Clemmer.
And I'm Bernadette Becker. Welcome to the WBOI Weekend News Roundup. An extraordinary amount of radio listening happens in the car. Today, we have an update of what kind of construction you could drive into this summer.
And before that, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton measures what the impact of President Trump's steel tariff could be in Indiana.
Indiana's two biggest trading partners, Canada and Mexico, are exempt from the tariff, so that might insulate the Hoosier state.
That's next, after these headlines.
Fort Wayne Community Schools has been honored by the Indiana Department of Education. WBOI's Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports they were selected as inaugural recipient of the department's Title III Distinguished Indiana School District Award. The district was chosen because of its extensive English language program.
More language programs in Indiana are getting attention. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay covered the proliferation of dual language programs in Indiana and how they need guidance and accountability.
Educators working in those programs are worried about a lack of accountability guidelines from the state.
They were concerned about, is this going to affect my school's overall test scores because we have this program within our school?
Just this week, NPR featured a story regarding the government's Teach Grant program and how many of those awarded the grants are having to pay back the funds they received.
I would be so much more comfortable with this thing if it didn't come off as free money that you might have to pay back, rather than taking it as money you have to pay back that you might not have to if you jump the right hoop.
The General Assembly attempted to tackle a law expanding absentee voting, but failed. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on why the measure failed to gain support.
When you apply for an absentee, you could write on there, I think I'm going to have a toothache on election day, and they're not going to deny you an absentee ballot.
I think they're just a little nervous about voter fraud still, and that mail is the one place that it could show up.
This week, Samantha Horton of Indiana Public Broadcasting reported that the World Trade Center Association just approved Indianapolis to headquarter a local chapter of the association.
The World Trade Center Indianapolis will join a network focused on facilitating trade and investment around the world through connecting businesses wishing to share their products globally.
Doris Ann Sadler, the new WTC Indianapolis president, hopes that having the new headquarters will encourage central Indiana residents to trade.
Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton, who covered the new World Trade Center in Indianapolis, also covered a different development in trade, President Donald Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. Trump hopes the tariffs will make U.S. workers more competitive in the international economy, which could have a big impact on a manufacturing-heavy state like Indiana. Horton spoke with over a dozen Indiana college professors specializing in economics or business, and reports academic experts across the state have concerns about the tariff's consequences.
First and foremost, says Jeffrey Bergstrand, a professor at the University of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business, the new tariff is big.
Average U.S. tariffs are about 3% on average for our country and major industrialized countries. So you go to 25%, you're increasing it eightfold. That's enormous.
While the Trump administration claims the tariff will protect the U.S. steel industry, some worry losing imports will increase the cost of steel, and that will trickle down to negatively impact consumers. Hanover College economics professor Eric Dodge says the move counteracts any positive gain that might have come from last year's tax overhaul.
If the prices of things begin to rise, partly due to bad economic policies, the bonus of the tax cuts will quickly go away due to higher prices of stuff all around us. And that's just so counterproductive to the tax cuts.
While the steel industry, where Indiana is a leader, might get a boost, Wabash College economics professor Frank Howland says other industries in the state will suffer due to the increased costs of steel and aluminum.
Probably either wages will go down for auto workers or there'll be less employment in the auto industry.
And Helen says other countries could retaliate against the tariff, which might hurt other large producers in the Indiana economy, farmers.
We export lots and lots of corn and soybeans to the rest of the world. If the rest of the world wants to raise its tariffs, corn and soybeans are definitely targets that they would consider, and Indiana would be hurt.
Still, Indiana's two biggest trading partners, Canada and Mexico, are exempt from the tariff, so that might insulate the Hoosier state. And Manchester University economics professor Sri Majumdar says even China, at whom the tariffs are aimed, may not be in a fighting mood.
So it's China. I don't know, China exports very tiny amount of its export in terms of steel to America. So I'm not worried about retaliation.
Wabash's Frank Helland says the tariffs miss some of the point, that the U.S. is losing far more jobs to automation by American companies than because China imports substandard steel.
In terms of manufacturing, the manufacturing sector in general in the United States, we're producing as much in the way of manufactured goods as we did in the past, just with a lot fewer workers, simply because our technology has improved.
President Trump tweeted that he thinks trade wars are good and would help the U.S. However, all the professors interviewed for this story agree nobody wins in a trade war. Notre Dame's Jeffrey Bergstrand says there are only losers.
Universally among international trade economists in this country and the rest of the world, there is unanimity that this is a really bad thing.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.
As we experience a change in the seasons, we all get a reminder of what the four seasons are in Indiana: fall, winter, spring, and construction. There's a good chance your daily commute could be disrupted by orange signs and cones. For this show, we wanted to examine some of the construction projects coming to our region in the warm weather months so everyone can plan accordingly.
The city of Fort Wayne has nearly $30 million in road, sidewalk, and street investment planned for 2018. Look out for changing road conditions and detours in the next few months. The planned infrastructure improvements also include 800 ADA ramps, 2,000 LED streetlights, and over 44 miles of asphalt resurfacing. One project, the DuPont Road expansion, has already begun between Lima and Coldwater Roads, so exercise caution and consider avoiding the area.
Other sites of the main improvements include neighborhoods such as Greater McMillan Park, Deerfield Estates, Lima Valley, North Franke Park, and Pine Valley Windriff, Phase 2. Road improvement projects include Ardmore Avenue, DuPont Road, North Anthony Boulevard, Maysville Road Enhancement, State Boulevard, and St. Joe Center Road.
We also can't overlook bridges. Bridges on Edsel Avenue, Washington Center Road, and Stonehenge Boulevard will be replaced in 2018. Sidewalks will be added on portions of North Clinton, Stellhorn Road, Old Decatur Road, Hessen-Castle Road, and Maysville Road. There will also be additions to Fort Wayne's already extensive network of trails.
Sean Gunawardena, director of the Public Works Division, commended Mayor Henry for the $30 million in street, road, and sidewalk investment. The timing of most of these projects is still to be determined, so keep listening and checking the city's website in order to get more information as plans are released.
Or at least keep an eye out for orange signs and cones.
Going back to September of last year, one name has been popping up in many of the programs produced at our station. NPR's Scott Simon always credits BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music, on Weekend Edition Saturday. For WBOI Presents, or even on this very podcast, you've probably heard someone from our news team say, "Our theme music is by Mark Waldick." Waldick is a senior in the University of St. Francis Music Technology program. He helped to start an electronic music ensemble at the school, and this week he's released a CD. Listeners will get to hear more from his album Last Call on April 12th, when his performance on WBOI's Meet the Music airs.
That's the end of the Weekend News Roundup. As always, thank you to all members of the WBOI News Team and Indiana Public Broadcasting for making this podcast possible. For this week's show, we're going out on Mark Waldick's title track from his new release, Last Call, featuring Haley Sorg. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.